In this tournament?
Yes, it is, yes.
So, how do you like indoor tennis as compared? Like, do you prefer indoor tennis, or do you like outdoor hard court, or clay, or...?
I prefer outdoor hard court. I mean, that's my favorite surface. I just grew up in South Africa on it. But just, you know, the last few years, I've spent a lot more time indoors, especially at the University of Illinois, 4 or 5 months I spent indoors. So, I think I've gotten a lot better at it, and you know, I had my best indoor season last year, so got 2 indoor tournaments coming up, so, you know, looking forward to both of them.
I asked Grigor the same question. You know, after the Australian hardcore season, it seems like a lot of the guys are a little bit beat up and battered. How do you feel physically coming into this part of the season?
Yeah, I feel good. I was a little bit hurt going, you know, into Australia, so the last month was actually spent, you know, training and, and getting healthy. So, you know, for me, it's almost my season's, you know, actually just sort of getting started now. So, yeah, I feel healthy and, you know, ready to go.
So you didn't quite feel like you were ready to really do what you wanted to with the Australian?
It was tough for me. You know, I didn't have too many expectations. I had a pretty, you know, bad knee that was coming. It went all the way back to the summer of US Open, and I think everything considering, I was, you know, very happy with my result in Australia. You know, played a pretty tough match against Berdych, had a few chances in the first couple of sets, but yeah, it feels good to be healthy again, especially the knee. It's been giving me quite a few problems, and over the last few weeks, it's you know, it's really turned the corner.
Good, good. So, sitting next to the person that you're drawn to play in the first round, you don't want to say too much when you're next to him, but have you practiced much? Have you played? What's your match record against each other?
Yeah, we've played a couple times. It's a 1-1. He beat me on grass last year, and, you know, it's similar to indoors. The ball comes through a lot, and I think that, you know, he's pretty good. In those sort of conditions, he times the ball really well. So, you know, for me, you know, just like a lot of guys, I'm going to have to really, you know, play well. If I want to get through, I'm going to have to serve well. I have to definitely control points, because I think the last time I was a little bit too defensive, and, you know, allowed him to attack, and, you know, he plays his best tennis when he's moving forward. So, you know, I kind of like to play that kind of tennis as well, so it's going to be important for me to, you know, play the kind of tennis that I want to play.
How do you like your chances with the field that you see here?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, looking at my draw, you know, you don't want to, you know, look too far ahead.
Right.
It's just taking one match at a time. Those tough players. I mean, if you do look at my seed, obviously it's, you know, Milos, defending champion. I mean, I think he's, if the tour is played indoors, I think he'd probably be top 10 at least. So it's going to be tough, but just going to have to take it one match at a time. And I think, you know, if I do that, you know, I have a lot of, you know, confidence and belief in my own game. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see how the week turns out.
So what have you been doing in particular with your knee to help get
It was just a lot of rehab. You know, I met up with the physio in New Zealand. I think they've, you know, a few of the best physios in the world. And it was just a lot of time spent in the gym, you know, getting stronger. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, don't need to get into, you know, those medical details, but it just it feels good again to just go out on the court and feel confidence in my movement and, you know, without experiencing as much pain.
Right. Cool.
Okay, great. Well,
thank you
very much. It's tough. You know, Greg is a, you know, good player. I think he's particularly good on quicker surfaces. I mean, he times the ball very well. He moves forward a lot. He's comfortable at the net. I think those are all, you know, good characteristics of strong indoor players, such grass court players, fast surfaces. So, you know, I haven't been on the court yet. I don't know, you know, what the courts are playing just yet. But I'm gonna have to play well if I want to get through that. And, you know, each round gets tougher and tougher, so it'll be important to get, you know, obviously off to a good start.
Thank you very much.